When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. A special thank you to our newest monthly patron, Caesar Contreras. Caesar now has access to our full archive of over 600 podcasts, ad-free, plus the Our Sunday Talk series. To learn how you can become a patron for as little as $3 a month, please visit livinghour.org/patron. Thank you. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Works of Epictetus, the Greek Stoic philosopher who lived from 50 to 135 AD. Other people's attitudes and troubles can be contagious. Don't sabotage yourself by unwittingly adopting negative, unproductive attitudes through your associations with others. The key is to keep company with only people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best. Let whatever appears to be the best be to you an unbreakable law. Most of what passes for legitimate entertainment is inferior or foolish, and only caters to or exploits people's weaknesses. Avoid being one of the mob who indulges in such pastimes. Your life is too short, and you have important things to do. Be discriminating about what images and ideas you permit into your mind. If you yourself don't choose what thoughts and images you expose yourself to, someone else will, and their motives are rarely noble ones. You are but an appearance, and not absolutely the thing you appear to be. Nature has given you one tongue but two ears, so that you may hear from others twice as much as you speak. When you are offended by any person's fault, turn to yourself and study your own failings. Then you will forget your anger. Keep your attention focused entirely on what is truly your own concern, and be clear that what belongs to others is their business and none of yours. Care take this moment. Immerse yourself in its particulars. Respond to today's challenge, today's deed. Quit evasions. Stop giving yourself needless trouble. It is time to really live, to fully inhabit the situation you happen to be in now. If anyone tells you that a certain person speaks ill of you, do not make excuses about what is said of you, but answer, "They must be ignorant of my other faults, else they would not have mentioned these alone." Nothing is in reality either pleasant or unpleasant by its nature, but all things become so through habit. Attach yourself to what is spiritually superior, regardless of what other people think or do. Hold to your true aspirations, no matter what is going on around you. Seek not the good in external things. Seek it within yourself. Freedom is the only worthwhile goal in life, and it is won by disregarding the things that lie beyond your control. The things in your control are your opinions, your pursuits, your desires and aversions, and in a word, whatever are your own actions. The things not in your control are property, reputation, other people, and in a word, whatever are not your own actions. The essence of philosophy is that we should so live, that our happiness shall depend as little as possible on external things. The one who exercises wisdom exercises knowledge of God. Don't explain your philosophy of life. Embody it. Don't just say you have read books. Show that through them you have learned to think better, to be a more discriminating and reflective person. Books are the training weights of the mind. They are very helpful, but it would be a bad mistake to suppose that one has made progress simply by having internalized their contents. People are not disturbed by things, but by the views they take of them. Therefore, when anyone provokes you, be assured that it is your own opinion which provokes you. Any person capable of angering you becomes your master. If you are in pain, you will find fortitude. If you hear unpleasant words, you will find patience. The person who laughs at themselves never runs out of things to laugh at. Those who are proficient praise no one, blame no one, and accuse no one. Events happen as they do. People behave as they are. Embrace what you actually receive. Remember that you ought to behave in life as you would at a banquet, and that no person can make progress when they are wavering between opposite things. If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid. Fortify yourself with contentment, for this is an impregnable fortress. With every accident, ask yourself what abilities you have for making a proper use of it. Death is nothing terrible, else it would have appeared so to Socrates. The terror consists in our notion of death as something terrible. The poor body must be separated from the spirit, either now or later, as it was separated from it before. The wise woman and man does not grieve for the things which they have not, but rejoices for those things which they have. To be getting an education means this: to learn what is your own and what is not your own. Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants. No person is free who is not master of themselves. You can be invincible. If you enter into no contest in which it is not in your power to win, gain practice in the little things, and then proceed to the greater. Remember that you are not alone. God is within, and your genius is within. The greater the difficulty, the more glory in surmounting it. Skillful pilots gain their reputations from storms and tempests. It is difficulties that show us what we are. Demand not that things happen as you wish, but wish them to happen as they do, and you will get on well. Reason is not measured by size or height, but by principle. Nothing great is created suddenly, any more than a bunch of grapes or a fig. Any one thing in creation is sufficient to demonstrate providence to a humble and grateful mind. The origin of sorrow is this: to wish for something that does not come to pass. Freedom is secured not by the fulfilling of our desires, but by the removal of our desires. A ship should not ride on a single anchor, nor life on a single hope. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Circumstances don't make you who you are, they only reveal you to yourself. It is impossible for you to learn what you think you already know. Now is the time to get serious about living your ideals. How long can you afford to put off who you really want to be? Your nobler self cannot wait any longer. Put your principles into practice. Stop the excuses and the procrastination. This is your life. You aren't a child anymore. The sooner you set yourself to your spiritual program, the happier you will be. The longer you wait, the more you'll be vulnerable to mediocrity and feel filled with shame and regret, because you know you are capable of better. From this instant on, vow to stop disappointing yourself. Separate yourself from the mob. Decide to be extraordinary and do what you need to do. Now.